For the first time ever, scientists this year started sampling the snow and ice above southeast Alaska's glaciers for the particles left over from forest fires, diesel engines, and industrial activity. The particles of black carbon can accelerate warming of glaciers and the atmosphere. The big question is, where does this black carbon come from?
That's a core sample right here.
Jason Fellman opens an upright freezer in a University of Alaska Southeast research facility located off campus in Juneau. The freezer is filled from top to bottom with plastic bags packed with about a liter of snow.
What is that one?
So this is from the Mendenhall, so this is like a middle elevation site on the Mendenhall.
Fellman is a research assistant professor at UAS who studies how carbon flows through watersheds. He participated in the first ever effort to sample black carbon from multiple locations on the Juneau ice field, high above the capital city.
Different locations on the Gilkey, Eagle, the Herbert, and Lemon.
First, in the early spring, Fellman and his colleagues took surface samples and dug snow pits down about a meter. That gave him an idea of how much black carbon had fallen with the winter and spring snowfall. They returned to the same sites in the summer to find out how much black carbon had accumulated without being deposited by snowfall. And looking closely in these bags of snow, you can't see the microscopic particles of black carbon, otherwise known as soot.
Visually, it's really hard to see them. They're pretty small, I think, for the most part.
The total amount of black carbon in the atmosphere is still the subject of ongoing research and debate, but you probably see it in its concentrated form every day.
If you look at the particulates coming out of a really dirty burning diesel engine, and you see this black smoke come out, that's almost completely black carbon.
Sarah Doherty is a senior research scientist specializing in atmospheric sciences at the Joint Institute for the Study of the Atmosphere and Ocean in Seattle. Doherty says black carbon emissions are a public health issue. They're also a major factor in climate change.
Turns out we estimated that it's the second largest climate warming agent after carbon dioxide, and it's sort of on par with methane.
But Doherty says you can't just slow down the Earth's warming by removing black carbon from the atmosphere or all burning sources.
That component contributes a lot to climate warming, but you can't just remove that component without removing other components that also affect climate.
Any type of burning source produces organic carbon and sulfates that may scatter light and cool the climate. Doherty says black carbon particles do not break down in the atmosphere, but they're also chemically inert, meaning they do not react with other substances.
They also get incorporated in cloud droplets, so they get washed out of the atmosphere in rainfall or snowfall.
If any significant deposits of black carbon settle on snow and ice, Doherty says it could kick off more melting in a positive feedback loop.
Sort of change in the evolution of the snowpack itself, which again makes it less reflective, absorb more sunlight. And both of those contribute to the snow melting sooner. And once it starts melting, it gets even darker. So it sort of accelerates the snow aging process.
Sonia Nagorski is a UAS assistant professor of geology who helped with the sampling on the Juneau ice field. She says despite their very small size, black carbon particles can retain additional solar energy as they settle on the snow and ice and accelerate melting of glaciers.
Yeah, we saw small leaves on the snow, just little translucent brown leaves, and most of them were already sort of sunk into the snow like a post hole, just showing how any kind of dark color absorbs more solar radiation, heat melts the bit of snow right around it. And so that's sort of on a big scale what's happening with black carbon particles.
The UAS sampling project aims to answer two big questions. How is the black carbon affecting the melting of the Juneau ice field's glaciers? And is it coming from nearby in town or maybe from across the Pacific Ocean? Once it's determined exactly how much black carbon is being deposited, then UAS Professor of Environmental Science Aaron Hood says they can figure out how much, if at all, it's affecting the ice field's albedo or how much solar energy is being reflected back into space. Hood says it will also be useful to compare the black carbon found on the Juneau ice field to other relatively isolated locations.
Is most of what we're seeing just global background, or are there actually some local sources that might be contributing to what we're seeing up there? And then in turn, how much is that going to influence the melting of the ice field?
The black carbon will also be radiocarbon dated to give a rough idea of its age.
Is it anthropogenic, which would be a fossil fuel source, or is it biogenic, which would be burning wood, whether you put it in a wood stove or whether it's burned through a forest fire?
Hood says preliminary results of their black carbon analysis should be available early next year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Matt Miller reporting in Juneau.